piece number 11122, CMH Homes, north of Road 402, Blueberry Lane, approximately 2,000 feet west of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard. Tax map ID number 433-6.00, parcel 23.00. A variance from the side yard setback requirement. Mr. Chairman, before you begin, I do have, I would like to read a letter from Susan Isaacs, which I passed down a copy to all board members. In reference to this case, please be advised that Gil Fleming with CMH Homes applied for a variance on October 19th, 2012 to be scheduled for December 17th, 2012 to place a double wide on an AR1 undersized lot and a 4.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement to place a 28-foot by 60-foot manufactured home. The planning and zoning clerk who advertises the cases only advertised the need for a side yard variance. A 15,539-square-foot variance from the required 32,670-square-foot requirement to place a multi-sectional home on an undersized lot was also necessary and was clearly noted on the application. Mr. Fleming was contacted by our department to advise him of the error in the advertising of his Board of Adjustment case number 11122 to be heard on December 17, 2012. He is extremely unhappy, and I explained that I would address the issue to the Board of Adjustment members and Jamie Sharp, Assistant County Attorney, to see if it is possible to hear both needed requests on December 17, 2012 Board of Adjustment hearing. In the meantime, I have put the 15,539-square-foot variance needed to place a multi-sectional home on an undersized lot on the agenda for January 17, 2013. The $400 application fee was waived due to error from the Planning and Zoning Department. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Mr. Chairman, the advertising, and it does appear when you look at the application that it does state that the placement of a double wide, I'm quoting, placement of a double wide home on an AR undersized lot and for a 4.5 variance. So it is noted on the application. As an abundance of caution, what might be best is to, since she is planning on putting that on the agenda for the next meeting, as far as that issue comes up, we could hear testimony as to today, but hold off on a decision on that part until the next hearing, leave the public record open with an opportunity, because it is the same application. If someone were to have an issue with that for whatever reason, that could be raised at the next one. We could just leave it open for that reason.
Okay.
But Mr. Fleming is here. He has been sworn in. I think it's fair for the applicant to be able to present what he thought, and if there's anyone here that he was here for or against, an opportunity to present before the board, because we did advertise the application for a variant.
If I might, the issue why we were trying to get both of the issues heard here, and we pushed very hard to get this done, this is most unfortunate, is because the loan is expiring. The appraisal is expiring. These folks need to be in a home. So it puts us at a great disadvantage with our customer. It puts us at a situation where they could be quite arbitrary against us. So we're trying to alleviate the fact, I'm fully understanding that when they advertised it, they did not advertise for what we obviously have asked them to. But that's not Mr. McCormick's fault. And we're trying to take care of Mr. McCormick and hope that he and his family will be happy. I'm hoping that the board might consider hearing both cases tonight. That way, I mean, Susan did put it on the docket just as a, in case you didn't.
Right.
But with hopes that you would. And that's what I'm here hoping as well, is that we can listen to both of these at the same time, especially if there's no opposition in the room. Perhaps that wouldn't be a problem.
I don't see a problem with that, because it's all going to be the same application. And Kelly, if my understanding is correct, it's going to be the same application on the 7th. Is that right?
Yes.
So it's the same application number.
It's the time frame.
And because it's under the same one, anybody who was to come to look at this public record would have seen this application in the planning and zoning office. So they would have seen that this was on there. Likewise, they would have seen that there was an application before the board this evening for a variance. I think that if you want to present on it, I don't have any issue with that. I think as an abundance of caution, though, because we're advertising for the 7th, that gives whomever for or against an opportunity to come at that time. But we can certainly hear, I believe, your position on it.
Mr. Sharp, the square footage variance does have a different case number.
It does?
Yes, it does.
That ends that.
It does have a different.
I posted the property, so I know it does have two different.
Thank you.
The square footage requirement was just posted last week.
What is the problem you said with the
loan?
Yes, I mean they've been we've been working on this for quite some time to get to a closing, and we purchased a lot on our customer's behalf, and yes, their loan is expiring, and it's quite cumbersome nowadays. It used to be you could do a manufactured loan in a course of 4 months. That's now become a 12-month process. So to go back to underwriting for a new approval and for a new appraisal could put this into a 3-month spin. We could lose 3 months here, plus the time between this hearing and the next hearing. And like I'm saying, I'm trying to keep the McCormicks happy with the situation. We have stepped out there and bought this lot on their behalf. And frankly, they could easily just say, just keep it. And I don't want that to happen. Again, this is not something that we have done or that McCormick's have done. It's just an oversight in advertising for the case.
Let me ask you, Mr. Sharp, could we, case 11,122 has been advertised for just the variance, is that correct?
Ms. Passwars would be the best one to ask what's been advertising for.
That was advertised just for the variance?
Yes, just for the side yard variance.
So it was discovered that there was an advertising mistake, and you issued another case number.
Yes,
okay,
that
for
application.
The variance of the 15,000 square feet.
Footage.
Mm-hmm. That case, that application, the fee was waived on that case number. So a whole new application was done, the fee was waived, and the property was reposted.
I don't know, Mr. Shook. You know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hear both cases tonight.
I know.
I think I can.
And you know, hearing what the applicant has said, I certainly empathize with that position. I guess the concern that I have is the board's counsel, and is that if the board were to approve it and someone were to appeal it, you know, would they have grounds to be able to get it thrown out, thereby kind of making this process null and void? And that's what I try to make sure that we do with our decisions is protect the integrity of those decisions to make sure that they're free from legal error. And there has been, there was a case a year and a half or so ago where there was a wrong property posted, and there was some issues about advertising there that the court said, no, you didn't advertise the right property. So I don't know. I mean, it's not completely analogous to this, but it does raise the kind of the eyebrow of that we need to be cautious in these. And I tend to err on the side of caution, especially when it's scheduled for the next available hearing date.
Right. And also the fact that I think the county has shown their good faith by waiving the fee that they've...
And, you know, we are processing these, you know, we're getting the minutes and the decisions back pretty quickly, I think, as well. which is also a good thing. But I certainly empathize with the applicant here. I mean, this is,
It's not a matter of the board not wanting to do this.
Yeah.
It's a matter of legality.
That's
and because it hasn't been, even if they hadn't split it into another hearing or application, the law says that what is to be heard has to be advertised. And so it's unfortunate that the mistake was made, and the county made a mistake.
And they tried to waiver it for you at $400, okay. Which is, that's in good faith.
All we can do is ask. I appreciate it.
It's not that we didn't want to try.
Okay. And we can hear testimony on both behalves tonight, then.
Yeah, we can hear the variance that you have. Yes, sir.
Well, we can hear it now. One of the things is with the decision tonight will only be as to the variance because there is the other variance application.
It'll only be to the side yard and not the oversized lot.
And when you come back on the oversized lot one, we would have to hear testimony as to that one at that time record.
Okay.
So, I mean.
So we won't be testifying regarding that tonight?
No, I mean, there's a separately posted application for that one. So if you want to prepare that one for the next hearing date, you could do that.
Mm-hmm. So we have there's a couple issues with this lot.
And they can be one in the same issues. It's not, they don't.
Yeah, they can be. Being an undersized lot is one thing, and the reason we purchased this lot on the understanding that it was for a manufactured home.
Mm-hmm.
It was told real estate agents who did their due diligence by calling the county before advertising this lot for sale. We're told by county officials that it was okay for a mobile home to go on this lot. And then we, in turn, in due diligence, checked with the county as well, and we're told the same thing. Another real estate agent was also told the same information. So it led us to the pretense that we could buy this lot for this manufactured home, this customer, and come to find out that when we went to get the permit, it came up that it was an undersized lot. It was kind of a surprise. And we've arranged for the real estate agents to be here, who are all here tonight, and my salesperson as well, who's here, who called the county. So I just would hate to inconvenience them again if we couldn't at least hear some of the testimony.
Oh, yeah.
If that's possible on that part of it. The undersized lot was not advertised, as we know.
Well, Mr. Fleming, one thing that might help, and this we do get this from time to time, or when affidavits are submitted that contains a lot of the pertinent information. And if you have folks that are here to testify tonight, that you would also anticipate would be witnesses at the other application, the board does entertain affidavits from witnesses that you believe are supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but sometimes we do have, if there are questions to be asked of those witnesses and they're not here, then we only can rely on what's provided to us. But that is something that is an avenue.
All right. Okay, so regarding the side yard setback, the McCormicks requested a certain amount of square footage on their home. And again, it was some mix-up as to the side yard setbacks and the size of the lot initially, in which case when we had a surveyor place the home, a site plan with the house on the lot, we found that the left side of the house was going to encroach upon the side setback by a small amount. It's not a huge amount. We're talking, I believe it's 4.5 inches, if I might look here. I'm sorry, yes, sir. 4.5 feet encroaching on that side. And the neighboring lot has a driveway there. It's not closer to a home or an adjacent structure of any sort, and shouldn't in any way affect the neighboring lots whatsoever. And because the lot is obviously quite narrow, there's really nowhere else to put this 60-foot home. And there is an existing septic there, which does hinder us from turning it the other way.
It does? What'd you say?
There is a septic there, septic area there, mm-hmm. which would hinder us from turning it the other way as far as the way things are run on the lot.
Okay, because that's where I was going. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So due to the, again, the uniqueness of the situation, we're at a need for relief on the left-hand side setback of this particular lot by 4.5 feet.
The character of the neighborhood is mobile homes?
Yes, I have some pictures here.
And you
homes on both sides of this lot, a double wide on each side.
And the county won't allow single wides, so it has to be double wide.
Right, it is a double
wide. And there's no way to put a double wide on this property and meet both the front and the side yard setback,
no.
Correct?
Well, I mean, you'd have to get a much smaller home than they need.
Okay. Is that typical of the size, standard size home?
Yes, yes.
What are the dimensions of the home?
28 by 60.
Which is what?
Double wide, isn't it? That's a normal double wide from what I understand.
Yeah, it's normal square footage. You know, you're around 1,600, 1,700 square feet.
Three bedroom.
Two and a den.
Two and a den, okay.
So there is mobile homes in the area. And this particular lot, again, both of these situations being heard at the same time join together, and they make sense, mm-hmm. you know. But this particular situation, it kind of, like, one speaks to the other. Mm-hmm. The undersized lot and the fact that we need a side yard setback, in a sense, go together as far as...
It's unique because it's an unusual shape.
It is. Well, you see, initially, it was subdivided. Initially, at the county, they applied to get a single-wide mobile home put on this lot and were approved at one point. And then something happened, and we're not quite sure what happened. I think the other witnesses may have something in regard to that, but... Something happened after that in which the owner of what was one particular lot subdivided it and did something different. And this, again, at that time, Sussex County still considered this a mobile home lot, approval before a single wide. That's why, and hence, when we called the county to ask about the lot, we were told, yes, you can put a mobile home there. And they, at that time, wasn't differential between single or double at that time. So, again, having names, we do not. We've learned from this experience that we need to get documentation as far as who we speak to. But neither the two real estate agents, my salesperson nor myself, have names to say and as far as who we spoke to. But it was at one time approved for a single wide. An older single wide, actually, as a hardship.
Oh, well, that would make a difference mm-hmm. if it was a
good,
hardship.
Yeah. Yeah.
A single wide can be used for hardship mm-hmm. for a period up to 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's been since anything was on the property?
No, sir, I don't.
You have you have some documentation that dates what doesn't? Yeah, dates back to 2006.
Mm-hmm.
In your application, is that maybe when the hardship was approved?
Again, I can't speak to that being an actual fact of 2006 or not, but it is very possible, yes.
Okay. Is this a minimum variance to afford relief?
Yes.
You feel it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, I do. And the difficulty wasn't created by the applicant whatsoever. I mean, they, well, I guess that would be me, the applicant. But in any case, it is a unusual-shaped lot. So it won't alter the character of the neighborhood at all. I mean, it is more of a rural area, farmland such as that, and there are single-wides, double-wides, and different types of homes up and down the road. Across the street is pretty much an open field. So it won't impair the use for development of adjacent properties at all. As I said, the neighbor to the left, where we're trying to get the variance, has a driveway there, but no sheds or garages or anything like that. It is the least modification possible that we're seeking, and it would afford relief for the customer based on the information that we were given. Again, we have ordered the customer's home. We have gotten checks here, which we were going to get permits. All that has been done. So we would seek a variance for that side yard setback. Again, we didn't realize we were going to be in quite the situation we are. It is the least modification possible. It won't affect the adjacent properties. And I guess that's it.
Questions from members of the board. Mr. Eckers?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm looking at part of the application that has former meeting notes. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm
that's what I was reading.
Looks like he was approved for an age on a mobile home. That was back in 2006, and also not sure the date on the one where they were subdividing the parcel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I was reading.
But I have no questions for the applicant.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Shaw?
No questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application, the request for the variance for the side yard?
I think there's two.
Huh?
I think there's a hand.
Okay, thank you. Two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you have anything down there?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's an obvious uniqueness both in the shape and if this lot was wider in the rear, the situation may not exist. Because of the fact that it is undersized, it also makes it somewhat unique and difficult to develop in strict conformity. I think it would be extremely difficult to develop it in strict conformity. Therefore being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, the shape of the lot, the situation, it's not like they're asking for an extremely large house to place on the property, so that's not being created by the applicant, in my opinion. Don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, since it's similar to the request, is similar to the character of the neighborhood already, and a minimum to afford relief. It The applicant is proposing setting the dwelling back to meet the 40-foot front setback. It appears that the one side could be, the house could be adjusted to the 10-foot setback on the opposing side, but still would not be enough to overcome the difficulty. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,122 for a 4.5-foot variance on the side.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman. Also, I think it's the least modification possible for the 10-foot regulation.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Richards that we approve case number 11,122 for a 4.5 variance on the side. All those in favor? Mr. Richards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,122 is approved for a 4.5 variance on the side.
And for the record, the reason the house was moved over that way is for a driveway. They want to be able to have a driveway. That's all.
Okay, sir.